tonight.
And as Misha said, the Edwards campaign, like all the campaigns, are now looking ahead to the next round. Over the weekend, that'll include Washington State, also Michigan. And as people who know about Michigan politics will tell you, a Democrat to get elected president has to carry Michigan. Bill Ballinger knows about as much as politics in Michigan as anyone, and he joins us from Central Michigan University in Mount Pleasant right now. What does it look like a few days before the Michigan primary? Who's organized there? Who's got support? And what are the issues?
Well, Robert, it's looking like a John Kerry blowout in Michigan right now. Not even so much on the issues as just momentum from not just Iowa and New Hampshire, but the results today and endorsements at the end of last week and over the weekend from the Michigan Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, and Governor Jennifer Granholm. Everything seems to be going for John Kerry, and the other candidates seem to have just almost folded their cards.
The governor, Jennifer Granholm, just endorsed Senator Kerry, but before that her husband had been working for him, so
right.
It seemed that she was always for him one way or the other.
Well, people were suspicious that it was just a matter of time before she endorsed him, and she finally did. And that's kind of the coup de grace, I think, to just about anybody else's chances here. Howard Dean, actually, is the only candidate since New Hampshire who's physically come into Michigan, and he's come in twice, and he sent Al Gore around to African-American churches in Detroit on Sunday morning, but now we're hearing he's pulled all his ads, and he is talking about Wisconsin in a couple of weeks. He keeps putting off his
trip there.
His last stand, or whatever you want to call it.
Very quickly, Bill Ballinger, in Michigan, very briefly, are people sensing a recovery yet, or is there still a sense we lag behind the rest of the country in terms of the economy?
The latter, Robert. Our jobless rate is higher than the rest of the country's, and we're not getting healthy as fast as the rest of the country, and hopefully that'll change. But right now, any Democrat who feels that way can vote for Kerry and feel good about it.
Thank you very much. Bill Ballinger, professor of political science at Central Michigan University, talking with us about a state that comes up in the next round of the Democratic selection process. That's this weekend in Michigan.
And you're listening to NPR National Public Radio.